CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Another 206,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy.
That's emblematic of a strong economy, solid economic growth. So we came down from May, but we expected that. But if you get 200 plus jobs per month, that's a pretty good, that's a healthy labor market, all things considered.
Joe Quinlan from Bank of America. The latest Labor Department figures also show the unemployment rate ticked up from 4% to a still low 4.1%. A third housing has called on President Biden to step down after last week's debate performance left them fearing he's become too frail for the job. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
On Thursday, the White House staff reversed this statement made earlier in the week.
He hasn't had any kind of medical exam.
No.
Acknowledging the president has been seen by a doctor about his cold after the debate. And CBS News has learned the president told Democratic governors in a Wednesday night meeting he needs to curtail events that begin after 8 p.m. and get more sleep, according to meeting participants.
At number 10 Downing Street in London a little while ago, a new prime minister.
I have just returned from Buckingham Palace, where I accepted an invitation from His Majesty the King to form the next government of this great nation.
Keir Starmer, head of Britain's left-leaning, which won an overwhelming majority in yesterday's election, ending 14 years in power for the Conservative Party of Margaret Thatcher and Boris Johnson. Storm Beryl has slammed into Mexico's Gulf Coast.
Today's impacts are going to be all across the Yucatan Peninsula. Category 2 storm, we're talking a 6-foot storm surge, wind gusts of up 110 miles per hour, and a half a foot of rain.
The Weather Channel's Jordan Steele in California.
4th of July celebrations were cut short in Mariposa outside Yosemite, where residents there were met with another wildfire. It exploded to 800 acres overnight.
Deputies in Mariposa County are going door to door, alerting people there of the fast-moving French fire. The fire left thousands in Central California without power, and patients at a local hospital have been shelter in place.
CBS's Elise Preston reporting. Beaches on the Texas Gulf Coast have reopened after four people reported by a shark off South Padre Island yesterday. Three of them were taken to the hospital. CBS's Janet Chamlian reports.
These attacks were very close to shore, within 20 to 30 feet. One woman was in waist-high water. She has a big bite in her calf. This is a very severe injury.
It's believed all the injuries were caused by the same shark. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast. Professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A shooting in Racine early this morning left multiple victims injured, with one female needing CPR for chest and stomach wounds. Police responded to that scene near 22nd Street and Racine Street at around 2 a.m. A 21-year-old man suffered serious injuries when a firework exploded in his hand at Case Harmon Park in Racine this morning. Rescue teams found him with a makeshift tourniquet and rushed him to the hospital. Summerfest 2024 concludes this weekend. The festival offers a special promotion today that includes free admission for food donations. The new Amtrak Borealis train, launched in May, has attracted over 600 daily passengers between St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago. It's one of only two profitable state-supported Amtrak routes this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a six-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but splitting the four-game series with the last-place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here, we've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games, and that would have put us position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 70.
That's me. And by the way, it's not a Monday today. I was so confused when I got up this morning. I was like, where am I?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I still love holidays in the middle of the
now
week.
Oh,
latest dirt event, local news, and timeless hits.
News, timeless hits, and a tune that the mamas and the papas, with the exception of John Phillips, hated. In fact, Denny Doherty called this song a dumb day about a day of the week. And they didn't want to record it. Well, they recorded it, but they didn't want it released. But their producer said, yeah, this is going to be your second release. And of course, it just shot to number one because it's a great song about a day we all universally hate. Monday, and a day I thought it was when I woke up this morning, you know, because you had like a weekend day yesterday, and then you get up today and go, oh, wait, do I have to go back to work? Don't I normally get to? No, because it's not Monday.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest. 600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect a Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead at the Brewers game on August 17th, courtesy of Chevrolet. Inspired by Uecker's legendary role in the film Major League, the first 30,000 fans through the gates will get this special bobble. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with you believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but you know about it. Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July. Wisconsin typically has one or two per year, but experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I met a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one of this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love.
WRJN local news and timeless hits and the Bee Gees. Oh my gosh, I just got to get a message to you. Those are the days, of course, before Facebook and texting.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got.
a mile an hour. Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, that's the only thing I know in everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. So help her say. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real bum singer and I like her like that. Devil with a blue dress on.
Local news and timeless is WRJN. Got Stuart J. Waddles and local news coming up, but right now it's the Three Dog Night. And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, Three Dog Night, Joy to the World. And if you've been listening, you've probably noticed these drop-offs. And I just want you to know we are aware of it, and they're trying to find out and fix it. I asked for what they thought it might be, and they said something about blah, 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 fiber optics not talking to each other. I don't know what that means. I just know how to turn on my phone and turn it off, and that's about it. But I really, really want to apologize for that, the drop-offs, and just know that we are working on that.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes are back in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling this morning that means election clerks can use them during the August 13th primaries and the November 5th presidential election. The ruling overturned a decision from 2 years ago that said most drop boxes were illegal. President Biden is in Madison today trying to recover from his widely panned debate performance. Molly Nagel reports.
President Biden will hit the campaign trail Friday in Wisconsin. The White House said Biden will also travel to Pennsylvania this weekend and hold a press conference next week during the NATO summit in Washington. The additions to Biden's schedule follow calls from some Biden allies to make the president more visible after his rocky debate performance.
Molly Nagel reporting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting early this morning in Racine has reportedly left multiple victims injured, with one female suffering gunshot wounds to the chest and stomach. Police were called to near 22nd Street and Racine Street, where two initial victims were found. A third victim showed up at the hospital later, which may be connected to the shooting. Initial reports indicate several houses and vehicles in the area were hit by bullets. Extra police were called to the scene and to the hospital to control the crowd. We're working on learning more about this developing story. A 21-year-old man was seriously injured this morning at Case Harmon Park in Racine when a firework exploded in his hand. That caused him to pass out. The first reports say that rescue teams found the man with a makeshift tourniquet on his arm to control the bleeding. He was rushed to the hospital for treatment. Summerfest wraps up its 2024 run this weekend. Headliners include AJR, Maroon 5, and Lil Uzi Vert. Festival goers can take advantage of special promotions, including free admission for food donations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
You were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically
WRJN local news, timeless hits. And this Sunday night, the Racine Concert Band's 102nd year of free concerts can be going every Sunday night through August 11th at the Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. Bring your blankets, lawn chairs, and meet WRJN's very own Don Rosen, who hosts this evening. It's going to be really cool. Yeah, check that out. Here's the Riviera's California Sun.
Short and the nights are long.
Oh, yeah. you were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
And Wings and Live and Let Die on WRJN, local news and timeless hits from the James Bond movie. That was a great movie and a great song. That sure was. Our WRJN big deal of the day. It's time where you can get 50% off of a business that we're working with today. And today it's 50% savings at Happy Eight Collectibles. They've got everything. They've got toys, comics, everything in between, Packer paraphernalia. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture, fine sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merchandise, and much more. My mouth didn't want to say pro wrestling. Now there it is. Okay, my sons were big in that. And I've met a couple of the WWE wrestlers. Super nice guys, by the way. Then they get in the ring and beat each other up. But super nice guys when you meet them in person. Anyway, visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall. I go by there all the time. They're good people there. And enter near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. This 50% off certificate is for the Gurney Mills Mall. You spend 10 bucks and get $20 certificate. So go to WRJN.com, click on the big deals tab and purchase $20. $20 gift certificate for just 10 bucks today only. Go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
W-R-J-N. Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got this burning, burning, yearning feeling inside me. Ooh, deep inside.
local news, timeless hit. Speaking of the news, Stuart J. Waddles with local news, CBS with national news, and Mike Clemens in sports coming up next on WRJN. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Storm Beryl slams into Mexico's Gulf Coast as a Category 2 hurricane.
Beryl will weaken over land, but then it could re-intensify back